Moose hunting is an exciting sport in which the hunter must use all his skills. This is why Elan has retained the services of expert hunters to teach you the art of calling your own game. The moose call cannot be imitated perfectly by any instrument. The horn is used solely to intensify your voice. A horn may be made with the bark of white birch. If no bark is available, a piece of thin cardboard or tar paper can be used. To call, hold your horn between the palms of your hands and squeeze your nostrils with your thumbs. The call taught here is that of a cow moose looking for a bull moose. In imitating this cry, you will be able to draw a bull moose close to you. Take a deep breath and repeat the call given by the expert hunter. A moment's silence is left for this purpose. The sound is not made in the horn, but must come from deep within you. Start with the sound . Do not prolong the last syllable because the call is not mooing. Give it a lot of life, as you are not imitating a simple sound. You are speaking the language of a living animal. The bull moose may come to you without answering the call. If he answers and is far away, he will do it in this manner. When he approaches the place from where the call is made, it will be the bull moose in search of a cow moose cries this way. Be ready to recognize it. At times, the bull will strike his antlers against a tree. You will hear this. The young also has its own language when looking for its mother. The mother answers him thus. If you are near a lake or river, remove all mistrust in the moose coming towards you by simulating the walk of the female in the water. Plunge a paddle or stick about 8 inches in the water and move it briskly to and fro. Imitate also the female urinating. Close the small end of the horn with your hand and fill it with water. From a height of about 3 feet, empty the horn into the lake or river at a varying rate. All these sounds, well performed and in proper sequence, give a perfect imitation of a cow moose moving in the water. Now, how to use your knowledge. Make a faint call of the cow moose and wait a few minutes. If nothing indicates the presence of a moose nearby, repeat the call louder this time. You will note that this is the method demonstrated on side B of this record. Wait 4 or 5 hours before making another series of calls. Make these calls at dawn or dusk. Withdraw 50 to 100 yards from your place of call, keeping in mind that the moose will come directly to the point of call and that an unobstructed view is preferable. Avoid all noise and try not to give away your presence in any way. Elan wishes you good hunting. Respect the laws of the forest. Be careful, and you will always have a happy outing. Above all, do not forget this guarantee of success.